Good morning, 7:38 a.m. May the 5th, 2020. I missed yesterday. The timing was just, I got tied up in chores and timing. And by the time I realized I was finally free of entanglements in the morning, it was already well into the afternoon. So, yeah, I missed yesterday. I made it a point to get out this morning at 7, or at least start out this morning at 7. I got caught up a little bit. I also forgot my ball cap this morning, and I didn't want to go back in the house for it because directly across the street there was a cement truck and one of those big siphon pump things making horrific noise. So I expect to go home and find my spouse up and awake and not happy about it. And the last thing I wanted to do was add to that by opening and closing the door again. So as a result, instead of having the microphone clipped to the bill of my cap, it's on the collar of my shirt. So there may be a little bit more noise in today's episode. I'm walking fast, I'm walking hard, I'm breathing hard, because it said it was warmer. Temperature at the back door said like 50. And I thought, well, okay, if I can wear a sweatshirt, I'll wear my hoodie, that'll be fine. The official temperature is actually 41. And I have to say, I think the official temperature is a little bit closer. Because I'm cold. It's not terrible. I built up a little bit of heat in my core here. Pumping along. I had the sun shining right in my back all the way for the last half mile. So, you know, I'm not gonna keel over from exposure or anything. Not right away, anyway. But yeah, it's cold. So I'm back on track for words. Yesterday was a bit of a struggle. The day before was even more of a struggle. I'm really not looking forward to sitting down today. But who knows? We'll see. We'll see how it works out. Dogs, yappy, yappy, yappy dogs. It is, however, a pleasant morning. It's quite nice out, in spite of the fact that it's kind of chilly. I don't know if I have anything to talk about today. I spent a lot of time doing some free writing about the Ishmael book. And that was a direct offshoot of the conversation I had with my therapist yesterday morning about the nature of passages, about the nature of midlife crises. And the conversation sparked some ideas that I wanted to get down. I wanted to explore a little more depth. I'm getting closer. I don't know that the book is, I don't know that the tack that I'm on at the moment is the right one. Unlike The Wizard's Butler, that when I sat down to write it, the story just sort of emerged. Not quite fully formed, but very close. And the thought occurs to me that, you know, perhaps what I'm doing is writing the wrong book. I may not be ready to deal with Ishmael and Natalia and the rest just now. And I may want to take a different approach. Somebody, and I apologize for not remembering who, but somebody suggested that Ishmael should not be the main character in the next book. That maybe it was time to see Ishmael operating through different eyes. And it's an intriguing idea. The last thing I want to do is to tell the same story through four different perspectives. That was was it Samuel R. Delaney who did that? He had a series. Whoever it was. Might have been Donaldson. Somebody had a series of three or four books. And each book told the same story, but from the perspective of a different character. And I remember reading it. And I was just reminded of it a couple years ago by Dan Sawyer. And my problem with it was once I'd read the first one, I knew how the story was going to go. And the incremental iterations of it didn't really add all that much. But the possibility of perhaps... Oh, it's the guys beating on the door over here. Working on the house. I think Colorado has relaxed some of its stay-at-home orders. There's a lot more traffic this morning. I'm seeing a lot more workers out. Anyway, having a story from Pip's point of view might be interesting. Might be a fun way to look at Ishmael through new eyes and to give some insight into one of the more enigmatic characters. And that might be a good way for me to get myself to look at the story through new eyes. I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Muck post. Ow. I haven't done that in a while. caught the knuckles in the palm of my hand on the hard edge of that sign. So I'm still playing, still enjoying Fallout 4. I'm working through the Far Harbor DLC at the moment. It's a little buggy, a little buggier than normal. And I'm finding myself frustrated by the companion characters who just sort of either ignore what's going on or wade in guns blazing. I've spent so many resources repairing Curie's armor that I'm at this point where I'm just going to say, no, you know what? You don't get power armor. Which limits her utility as a pack mule, but I think the alternative is to just put her in a frame. Honest to God. The dog would be better. But there's a lot of interesting stuff happening. There's culture clashes. The question of how morally ambiguous are you willing to be, or are you willing to kill for the greater good? I apparently am, at least within the game context, pretty much morally ambiguous. It's asked me to do a lot of stuff that I'm not particularly happy about doing, but it seems to be the way the game needs to go, so I go there rather, in order to get the experience, to get the reward, rather than just say, no, I'm just going to leave this one hanging open. And that's also the biggest problem. Fallout 4 really takes up so much of my headspace, even when I'm trying to write. I'll zip here a little bit. Walking into the sun. It's pretty bright. It's pretty warm. Well, there goes the concrete truck. If my wife managed to sleep through that, that's a miracle. Dog walker out this morning. Rofer's going to town over here. Yeah, I think the governor has opened things up a little bit. I'm not happy about it, but everybody asks me. Yeah, it's suddenly summer. Holy cow. I'm walking past the park. You can probably hear the red-winged blue jays. Red-winged blackbird. The grasses are all coming up. Some of them have gone to seed already. Everything's really green. Lilacs over there beginning to blossom. I could tell I was pushing. My students are saying, dude, at least the trucks are going now. Amazon Prime tried to deliver a big shipment to me yesterday. It's like, oh, I don't know, 20 boxes of stuff. And he rang the doorbell. I luckily got to him before he got back to the truck, because it was the wrong address. It wasn't us. It was the right street number, but it was a different house number. Pick up the loose trash here. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.